Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com, our weekly bookstore blog. Thanks again for subscribing as we cover so many versions. This book is not found in your so-called Christian bookstore. Not found. Ask your pastor why it's not in his library. Go to the local Christian bookstore and ask why they don't have it on their bookshelves. They won't even know what you're talking about. Ask why they don't have the Schofield Study Bible. Ask them why they have nothing by Bullinger or by John Nelson Darby or by C.I. Schofield. How come those books don't exist in the Christian, so-called Christian bookstore? I'll tell you why. Because those guys weren't liberal. What we have today is liberal Christianity, and that's like large shrimp. And that's why we have all these dumbed-down new translations from Westcott and Hort, and that is one of the Greek texts that they don't mention. They just call it the original, right? Westcott and Hort's Greek New Testament came out in 1881, and that's when the wheels on the bus of Christianity fell off in this country. And as we continue to look at the Phillips translation, which, what did they say about it? Lack of faithfulness to the text is one of the weaknesses. To what text? The original Greek? I'm going to tell you right now, there's not one Bible nor translation that matches one Greek text. Put that in your skull. All right, let's see what it says here. In Matthew 16, 18, Philip adds the rock after Peter. In addition, many will consider interpretive rather than a translation. The forcefulness of Jesus' expression, "for your hardness of heart," is lost by Phillips. It was because you knew so little of the meaning of love. Matthew 16, 18, in God's perfect words, our 1769 King James Bible says. And you know what's crazy? They don't even have the verse in this book on page 74. They just have the verse referenced. They just have the number. Okay, it's in Matthew 16, 18. And this is what it says in God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible. "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And look at what they say. Phillips adds the rock after Peter. That's exactly how it is in God's perfect words. And then because they did that in the Phillips text, they consider it interpretive rather than a translation. You can't make this stuff up, okay? It's in God's perfect words. It's not interpretive. It's not a translation. God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible, is not a translation. It is God's holy Bible. It is not a version. It is not the King James Version. It is the King James Bible. Get that in your head too. If you're going to stand for God's perfect words, tell people that it's His perfect Bible, not a version. More next month. Thanks again.